My pleasure.
I mean, it's a massive weekend of action coming up. Warrington against Hull FC. In terms of the overall season, this has become a really hard one to call, hasn't it?
I can't split them. Really, I look at the two sides and you can make a case, a very strong case for both sides. And putting aside the fact that Hull have beaten twice this year, just looking at this game and how the teams are going into the game, I can't split them. I know Warrington are made the slightest of favourites by the bookies, 2 points or so, but I can't separate them.
No, neither can I when I look at these two teams. And Warrington, of course, have made a habit of winning this a few years ago, but it has been 4 years since they've managed to get the hands on it now. I imagine they'll be hungry to get the hands on some silverware again.
Well, that's the other beauty about this, is you got two sides that are desperate for a bit of silverware for slightly different reasons. I think Hull will look back at their history in the last 20, 25 years and say, well, we haven't got enough trophies for a club of our stature and for the resources we put into the team. The fans will look at it and say, well, look, we're well short a bit of silverware. Warrington, now, while they've had some silverware recently, probably not enough for the investments they've made in their team. So a bit of pressure on both the sides to deliver silverware. Not quite like a Leeds going in, you know, maybe, or a Wigan going in, where they've had some silverware in very recent years. But I think these two sides definitely have pressure on them.
I was going to say, do you think that's good for the game as well, the fact that last year it was Leeds against Hull KR and Leeds ended up winning it by a canter in the end? The fact that no one could call it and either team can win it over 80 minutes, it surely must be good for the Cup.
Of course it is. Look, you're getting two clubs that are going to have big following down there. I'll say this about Hull FC. Whether it's a Challenge Cup or Super League, my preference in the next few years would be Super League. I'd like to see Hull FC win a grand final. I think the game as a whole needs it. And I think I'd like to see Hull Kings and Rovers have some success. I don't think our game benefits so much with a Leeds or maybe even a Warrington or a Wigan or a St. Helens win. Our game benefits far more with a team like Hull FC or a team like Hull Kings and Rovers winning a major trophy, you know, and sort of cementing the followings that they have and then increasing even those followings. So I think that's what I'd like to see happen soon. And I think a grand final win for Hull FC would be a huge boost to the game.
Fantastic to see Hull FC do it over a number of years as well, I suppose, because you saw that breaking up the top four after Bradford sort of fell away. Huddersfield looked like they might be that team to do it, but the idea of Hull FC managing to break it all up a little bit and maybe even having to go to the grand final this year as well, it just went much better for the game overall.
Of course it is, but listen, it's no good unless you get a trophy. It's no good, and there's no better evidence of that than Huddersfield, who now find themselves, you know, scratching around in the qualifiers. You got to get a trophy out of it.
And just looking at Super League as a whole, do you think that's become just more competitive over the last couple of years anyway, the introduction of the formats? Do you think that's been good for the game?
I think it's probably become a little bit more competitive, but you've got to ask the reasons as to why it's become competitive. Is it because the standards increased across the board and all teams are getting better and investing more and getting better players? Or has the standard dropped a little bit and it's getting more competitive because the top is closer to the top sides that haven't been competitive? So I'm not sure of those reasons, for the exact reasons. That definitely need to be on board quickly.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way as well. And Brian, I have to ask as well, looking at the Challenge Cup, as a player, you know, what's it like, going down to Wembley and seeing everything that's there? What is that kind of experience like as a player?
Well, I have to say to you, Danny, I was lucky enough to win the Challenge Cup, but unfortunately it was when I was on the road. So we were up in Murrayfield.
Ah, yeah.
And I'll tell you this, despite the fact that I've had a win as a Challenge Cup, it's somewhat diminished because it wasn't at Wembley. I would love the opportunity to have what these players have. I would love the opportunity to win a Challenge Cup at Wembley. I think that would be the close on a pinnacle of a player's career.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. And I have to ask as well, just about Hull FC, obviously very early in the season, it even seems like distant memory now of, you know, Lee Radford sort of being locked out of the dressing room and all the rest of it. But they seem to have really worked wonders within that squad. And it seems like it's managed to click, and Hull FC haven't been quite there over the last couple of seasons. But something seems to have clicked this year for them to become a real force in Super League.
Well, look, let's be clear on one thing. There's no way in the world the players stage a coup of any sort in that game.
Yeah.
What it would have been is the players being embarrassed about their performance and saying to the coach and the coaching staff, mate, just give us a second year because this has nothing got to do with you. I mean, the apathetic performance we've just put in has nothing got to do with you. We don't want to tarnish you by involving you in this conversation. You're absolved from any guilt here. Let us deal with this. That's all that was. Now, it gets dressed up as the players walking them out. It was the players having that long, hard chat with themselves and saying, what we've given now is not good enough. Listen, what Lee Radford and the story of Lee Radford at Hull FC is a lesson to everybody in sport, not just rugby league, in sport in general, that patience sometimes is what's needed. Because Lee Radford would have been drummed out the door and you could have written a thousand reasons why he should go very early on in his coaching career. Adam Pearson stuck with him. He said, and even when he stuck with him, it was considered, you know, the vote of confidence. But he backed him up then with money to sign players, and they're getting the rewards thus far. Having said that, it will amount to nothing unless they deliver a trophy.
Certainly very, very interesting to see. And I can't wait to be watching the Challenge Cup final this Saturday as well. Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Danny, the pleasure's been all mine. Take care.